Tosis quotes Machlokes between Rashi and himself. This is on Dafyud Zayin and Mebeis. With an Oinen, we know an Oinen is potter from all mitzvahs. What if an Oinen wants to do a mitzvah? Rashi says, Oinen einut zorach levorach. So Tosis says, from Rashi, it says einut zorach, sounds that if he wants to, he could. However, the Yerushalmi says that if he wants to be machmir, we don't listen to him. La halacha, we paskin that an oinen should not do mitzvahs, and he's also do mitzvahs. Normally, what's interpreted between this that Rashi and is of the opinion that the p'tur oinen is because of ein lo mishiyasim asol, because of oisiv mitzvah potim in a mitzvah, and therefore, if he wants to be machmir himself, he can. Just as a chosin, the Gemara says. If the chassan wants to be machmir himself to read Kriyishma the first night after the chasna, even though he's torahed because he's thinking of a bias mitzvah, if he wants, he can be machmir. And the Tana quoted the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that the reason oinen is potter is not because of ein lo mishiyas siyisa maso, because of oisim mitzvah potim mitzvah, but rather he's potim because there is a kosev yomim sheta osik b'chayim, and therefore an oinen is usher to do mitzvahs. However, the Yerushalmi itself needs some shot, because after the Tana and the Braisa says if he wants to lahachmer, that we don't listen to him. The substance says that the reason is because of kvodo shomeis, and then it says also omishein lo mishiyusim aso. It's difficult. There's more looking for if it's exeris akosiv. You don't need timei hamitzvos. So just to interpret this, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avil Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Says Kamachmura mitzvahs avel, Sher Hakoyin nitches lo hatuma b'nei krovav, kidei sheis asek imam v'is abel lem, shenema and so on lo yutama. So you see that the Rambam thinks, because the Rambam's a little shver. What does tuma have to do with avelus? Kamachvu that you see avelus yochama that avelus is doichad the isa tuma and a koyin can be metamel krovav. You see from the Ram that the Ram thinks the halacha, the heta for the coin to mivtama lekrovov, indeed is a kiyum in avelus, and that the chilo kedushas kahuna, that itself is a kiyum avelus. And the Rambam learns, if you look especially in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's Mitzvahs Asi Lamed Zayim, that the halacha of avelus itself is learned from the halacha that Kohanim matame to Krovim. There's machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says Kohanim Schorim. The Ravid says, why Dafka Schorim? Noshim also. Because the Rambam thinks, the Rav explained, that the halacha is a kim in Avelus, and therefore the kim of Avelus is that he should be mechalul his kahuna. So that's only for those who are muzu in Tumah. So therefore, a kohenes who is not muzu to become tomei, there's no she's not mechala her kohuna in any way. Therefore, there's no halacha that she should be she's chayiv to be mitama to krovim. But and therefore, zorim also are not chayiv to be mitama to krovim. The Ram says only kohanim schorim, because the key it's not just to be mitama because it's tzorcha kvura. It's a key in the avelus. The avelus is through chilu kahuna. And the Ram says that the tumah is tchuya by for an ovel by a kohen. What's the doicha? The doicha is the mitzvahs, is the mitzvahs avelus. So it's the kiyum avelus and not the chovas kfura that is doicha the isa tumah, and indeed the kiyum is a kiyum avelus. And that's why the Rambam holds that it's only the only ones who are chayiv, who you're chayv to mitame to is only those who you misabel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ovel in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, he says that all those who you're not misabelim, you're not mitame to them. Avakol osim she'omer she'en misavlamen kagon havugei bezdin v'shipirsu mitelke tzibu v'anefilim v'mabit atzal das ein hakoy metamelehem. Why they're still chavis kvua? Why should a coin not be metametim? Because as we said, the heta to metama, indeed the chiv to metama, is because that's a kiyum in the avelus. So therefore, the gzeres akosu yomesh ata osik b'chayim, and similarly, the gzeres akosu of lo yitama, according to the Rambam, is it's not just that the oinen is part of mitzvahs, but that it's a kiyum in the avelus, just like the coin is mechalas kahuna, the kiyum in the avelus is to be oivan the mitzvah, to mevatel the mitzvah. And even though the Rambam holds that dinei avelus are not chal before the kvura, but he agrees that there is a chalois, and the kim belois of avelus doesn't apply, but there is a kim avelus even before kvura, because the whole halacha of tumas kohanim, according to the Rambam, is the source for avelus, from the fact that they have to be loyim mitama, that they're mitama to their krovim. Now, if you look in the Rush quotes a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Chosid and the Marami Rutenberg about an oinen, if Moshe Shabbos, if he didn't make Havdalah, if he should be Mavdil after the Kvura the first day or not. And the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid says that he's potter, even afterwards, because he thinks at the time of the Shas Chavosim, namely Motzei Shabbos, he was potter. And just like if somebody was a chiger, he was lame and he couldn't go on the first day of Yontif to bring the Olus Ri and so on, that he's potter. Even though if it was a chiger Barishim in Nispashe Pesheni, he became able to walk the second day, since Peshas Chavot, at the time of the Chiyuv, at the beginning of Yontif, he's potter subsequently. So similarly here, he's potter afterwards, because an oinen is potter in a mitzvah. However, the Marami Muttenberg says that he's not potter at that time, and he can fulfill the mitzvah after the kvura, because it would be tashlumim for Motzei Shabbos when he was potter. So this machloikis can be interpreted in two ways. One, it could be a machloikis of how you understand the halacha that you can make avdala till midweek. Is it a halacha that really the Chovas Havdalah is only Motzei Shabbos, but it's that you can make it till midweek because that's Tashlumin? So then if it's Tashlumin, then he was potter b'shas chavosan, because he was an oinen. Or you can interpret, and the others who hold that that he's chayiv afterwards also, and this machlok between the Marami Rutenberg and the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, the Marami Rutenberg could hold that it's not pshat that Motzei Shabbos is the Shas Chavosan and to midweek is Tashlumin. It's not Tashlumin. The entire period is called Motzei Shabbos, and if it's chayiv, that's the Shas Chavosan afterwards as well, and that's why it's chayiv. But the Rav said, no, the pshat is a different pshat. The machloikis between the Marami Rutenberg and Yehuda Chosid is an oinin called a bachiyuva? Is it that he's potter? Is that called a bachiyuva? Or no, indeed, as we just explained to the Ram, he is chayiv in the mitzvah. Adrabba, the kiyum avelus that's korach, even in the aninus, and in the time of bittel ha-mitzvah, that he's over on the halacha, and he's over, and he's mevatel the mitzvah, that itself is a kiyum, but it's only a kiyum, you can only say that you mevatel the mitzvah if you're chayiv in the mitzvah. So he's both chayiv in the mitzvah. It's called the Bachiyuva. But the halacha is because of the Gzeiras HaKosov that he should be mevatel the mitzvah and not do it. And that itself is the Kovan HaMeis and the Kiyum HaVeilus. So therefore, even though he's not to do the mitzvah, he's still called the Bachiyuva. And therefore, after the Kfura, according to Maran Mutenberg, he can do Havdalah. Because even B'shas Chovoson, it's not B'shas that he's potter, he's chayiv, but the law is that he should be mevatel the mitzvah.